Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, October 10th. And you're listening to the big call. I'm hearing some things outside, and I just wanted to see what that was all about. Okay. Well, you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody. Hold on one moment.
Yes, may I help you? Hello? Okay.
Never mind. At least for right now, never mind. I don't know what that was. So welcome, everybody, to the big call, take two. Thank you for joining us tonight. We welcome everybody out there in Big Call Universe. And we're looking forward to having a great call tonight, probably a little shorter call. Maybe we go no more than an hour tonight because Bob will not be with us tonight. Like I mentioned in the pre-call, he is, hold on one moment, please. One,
order in here.
What order? Hello? I don't know what she's talking about. Anyway, you never made an order. Anyway, all right. Let's see. Let's go take three. So Bob won't be with us tonight, but we'll just do whatever we need to do and move forward with the call. When you're in your segment, I'll check and see what that was all about, Sue. But for right now, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go Sue for what will be a stimulating teaching that she's found for us to bring it to us tonight. So let's do this. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for interruptions. Thank you for interruptions that sometimes we must ignore and sometimes we have to pay attention to what they are. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing as Jehovah Jireh or Jehovah Yireh, God, our provider, God, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. God, thank you for the blessing, which is really close. And thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to prepare it for it, to prepare us for it. Thank you for all that you're doing. And give us a great night tonight, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, I'm sorry I was so distracted here, but I am and was, whatever that was. I did not order anything to be delivered that I'm aware of, but we'll find out. Sue, let's do this. You always have really good teachings. Let's see what it is you brought to us tonight.
I think you're going to love this one, Bruce, because it speaks to the power to recreate. And I'd like to start, I just had this idea pop in my head. I hope she's listening. Actually, two people. We have, well, three, Sherry, Nick, and Bruce that have joined our Podosphere of classes and preparing people for the next 300 to 1,000 years. And I just want to welcome them and say thank you for joining us. And I'd like to thank Jay and Kay, as always.
Yes.
And Denisa. And, of course, one thing stays consistent, and that is everything that matters. So, and in particular, this is for everything that matters. Prophecy to what looks dead. In the scripture, the prophet Ezekiel saw a vision of a valley filled with dry bones. It was a huge graveyard with thousands and thousands of bones on the ground. God told Ezekiel to speak to the bones and they would come back to life. you could have thought, that's impossible. They're just disjointed, dried up bones. They can't live. It's too late. But in this vision, he started prophesying to the dead bones. The scripture says, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. All at once, these bones joined back into the right places with tendons. Then the organs came, the body tissues, the flesh. Then God breathed life into them, and they stood up like a vast army. The Israelites had been discussing living in captivity. They were saying, our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We've been cut off. In other words, they were saying, we're just slaves. We're never going to reach our destiny. We're just dead, dry bones. God said, Ezekiel, go tell my people, the sovereign Lord says, I'm about to open up your graves. I'm going to take you back to your land, and you will know that I am the Lord. He was saying, Ezekiel, go tell them what you saw in this vision, that there's about to be a great coming together. What they couldn't make happen on their own, I'm going to supernaturally make happen for them. On your own, your situation may be impossible. The good news is that you're not on your own. You have the most powerful force in the universe on your side. One touch of God's favor and catapults you to a new level. But as with the Israelites, what you have may seem dead. The medical report says you'll never get well. You lost a loved one, and you don't see how you can ever be happy again. You've been through some bad breaks. Now all you have are dead bones, disjointed, and broken pieces. There's no way in the natural to put it back together. But the sovereign Lord is saying to you what he said to the Israelites. Get ready. There's about to be a great coming together. God is going to bring things to life that you thought were dead. Maybe you have a dream you've given up on, but suddenly the right people show up. Suddenly you get the break you need. Suddenly the funding comes through. Perhaps you've been struggling with an illness for years and you don't think you can ever get well. No. Get ready. Health is about to spring forth. God knows how to bring the pieces back together. By faith, I can hear a noise, a rattling sound. It's the sound of a great coming together. I can hear the sound of abundance, the sound of healing, the sound of promotion, the sound of love, and the sound of victory. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. That was really a great teaching, and it really tells us that with faith, you know, anything is possible with God. And the faith that was Ezekiel, wasn't it, Sue, the prophet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ezekiel had to receive that prophecy and to begin to prophesy, meaning to speak forth. And it doesn't have to be something that's in the future. A prophecy can be something that is for today. And it was in his day at that time. And he showed the faith to receive what God said would happen with this valley of dry bones. And literally what I like about this particular teaching is the fact that the bones were rattling and coming together as joints. And then the organs were added, and then the flesh was added on top and everything. In other words, bodies were being created from these dry bones. And it's an amazing amazing miracle, and that's what was happening. It was incredible. And I know that the analogy is for us that, you know, are receiving information and knowing that what we're waiting for in the way of a blessing is still happening, is coming together. You know, we just have to receive it, and we have to believe on it and receive it and activate our faith for it as we see the beginning or the first fruits of the blessing coming together. Like with Jassara being initiated, I believe it was Monday at 6:30 in the morning on Monday, and Nisara coming together even, I believe, tonight. I had said Sunday, but I believe it initiated tonight. So that's really good. I think this is an interesting teaching, Sue, because it really allows us to think of something that, I mean, you can't get much deader than a valley of dry bones. You know, you just really can't get much deader than that. But I think it's cool that God used that example to breathe life back into those bones and into the and create the people that those bones represented. It's really miraculous and beautiful, but it's something that we can, in a way, look forward to. Not that hopefully we are here when the great catching away of the churches takes place in the future, whenever that is, but we'll be looking forward to Christ's return to meet us in the clouds, and then he will be there to take us away and bring us into heaven for the 7 years of the Lamb's, of the supper of the Lamb. Yep, the 7 year supper. And then we'll come back with Jesus into the I don't want to get into it. There's a lot to it. But when Christ comes back for the great catching away of the church, the body of believers, his body, that's not the same as the second coming, which is really when Christ comes back with the church that's already been at the marriage supper of the Lamb for 7 years during the tribulation period. While the tribulation period was on earth, those of us who are caught up to be with him in the clouds and celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven, and then we'll come back with Christ where he comes to rule and reign in the New Jerusalem for 1,000 years. So it's going to be something, and we have that to look forward to, and I'm excited about that. But before we go there, to the great catching away of the church, I believe God is using us for the great turnover of wealth. The wealth of the wicked laid up for the just, I believe, is what this RV and GCR represent. So I'm excited about that for us and about everything that we're going to do with the funds as stewards of those monies and everything that God has intended for us to do, or that we've intended to do, and God will honor that for us. Now, Sue, that's what I got out of the teaching, and I know I went a little bit off track, but what do you think of that, and how would you interpret that for your own life and in your own situation? What would you say to that teaching tonight?
Well, I'm going to bring the good thing about the big call is that it's an interdisciplinary call. And I think this teaching speaks profoundly in what you said to the era we're about to enter into, which is the quantum era. And so when I was reading it, I was thinking about what they didn't know back then, and what we know now, and how that understanding of an awareness of quantum consciousness which is Christ, which is God, but there's another way of looking at it, and how when you're using quantum principles, like what the med bed is going to do, it's going to knit the bones together. It's going to repair a lot of things.
That's right.
The med beds are an extension of God. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that there are new things that are here that were beyond anything we've known, and that the quantum computer wasn't known. But there's teaching the same thing that was in the story, like knitting the world together, knitting a new financial system together, knitting, that's still God. That's still,
that's right.
You know, the ability to listen to what the scripture was speaking to, but then to be curious about how that scripture looks. And everybody listening to this call, the era that we're in, to learn, to live in literally like a miraculous quantum God Christ era. That's what, to me, we're living in the world where it all gets knit back together by our intention and our co-creating that with God, and knowing that we're going to play a role in that, and we're going to be knitting an extraordinary reality together that's healthy and beautiful. So that's how I saw it, Bruce.
It's good. I like that perspective, Sue. Thank you for that. It's really good. I know that sometimes we talk about technology like the MedBed or the quantum computer system, the QFS, quantum financial system, some of these things. The free electricity or almost free electricity that we're going to have with the, Tesla technology and so on. But you guys got to realize that originated somewhere, and it originated from God. And it is something that is benefiting humanity. It's going to benefit us. And, if Methuselah could live 969 or 70 years, and Noah could live 950 years, and so on, why can't we live 300, 400, and even 900 years? Why can't we? Well, I have an explanation of why most people don't, but I believe that the technology is there for us to regain that, to move into that again, Sue, and I have a theory on why that is. And some people think, we're not supposed, the Bible says 70. I know what it says. But I really believe the Old Testament and say, that was because a year was as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. Or a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day. I don't think in this case that's what it was referring to. I don't buy that. I think they were real years that they lived, and we can pretty much prove that, I think. We go back and study. So, Sue, I like that teaching, and I think it teaches that, just like you said, that we can do things with God that will be remarkable and go several hundred years into our future and be alive on this earth to see them happen. So thank you for that teaching. I'm excited about it. It was good. We miss Bob. Not being here tonight, but I'm sure he'll be back next week if we have a call next week. And I'll talk about that a little bit in the Intel segment. Sue, thank you for that. I appreciate that very much. And now let's talk about the praise report, prayer requests, really. Thursday night is prayer request night, but it's also for us now, as we get into our last days of the big call, we might as well combine praise reports and prayer requests. So, Sue, if it's all right with you, I've got a praise report I'd like to give, and then I'll let you bring on any prayer requests that we have.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. We heard from Tom's wife how he was doing since I saw him last Thursday, and I have talked to her, well, by text, a little bit. Short and sweet, he's making remarkable coverage, remarkable return, and he is projected to have a discharge date of October 23rd. And that's only 2 weeks from yesterday, 23rd. So I'm very excited about that. Thanks, everybody, that helped lifted Tom up and prayed for him as a favor to me and to him and his wife and family. So I'm just going to say that let's continue to believe for good things to happen and a full and total recovery, which looks really like that's what's happening right now. So praise God. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. Sue, do we have any other prayer requests tonight?
Yes, and I got something from Pastor Scott, which I'll...
Okay, good.
Hold on, let me do this this way. I mean,
all right.
It's like I get so much email that if I don't...
I know, you have to go through it, everything, yeah.
It's just, I have it, what I do is I send it to myself in advance, and then by the time it's come, it's like, forget it. Okay, so let's Scott, and we'll start with Pastor Scott. How's that for an honor? And thank you, Scott, for the comment on the teaching. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
There are many things. This is from Pastor Scott, everybody. There are many things to pray about. Tonight I'm standing in the gap at the courts of heaven, praying for all those affected by the last two hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yes.
It's just unimaginable to me, a mid-America Christ follower, what's happened in southeastern United States. God, please help all of them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sent from my iPhone, which I didn't mean to read, but I got distracted. Okay.
That's all right.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so thank you, Pastor Scott. That was wonderful. And now let's move into our prayers.
Yeah.
From Jeannie. World Porridge Day. I don't think I've ever had porridge. Do you remember Maple?
No.
Do you remember Maple?
Sure. I never had it, but I remember the commercials.
I had it. I used to love Maple. Maple tastes great. Maple, Maple.
What does Maple taste like, Sue? What does Maple taste like? I've never had it.
It had Maple flavoring. Judy, will you tell me will you text me what Maple is? It had maple flavoring, and it was just like an oatmeal maple thing.
Yeah.
I remember the box, even.
Sounds pretty
I think it's a porridge. Bring on your biggest appetite as we explore the origins of a breakfast favorite. National Spread Joy Day. That's an invitation. Spread your joy, everybody. Kick negativity to the curb and spoil your friends and family with a thoughtful deed. Yom Kippur, Saturday 10/12/24. Otherwise known as the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur is considered the holiest day in Judaism. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's right.
National Chess Day. Saturday, 10/12/24, mentally stimulate and challenge yourself by playing the timeless game of chess. National Train Your Brain Day, yes. Puts us to the test with some mind-boggling games and puzzles. And for those of you that know, bop till you drop. Don't say anything,
yes.
Bruce. Bop till you drop.
Okay.
That means brain optimization practice until you drop. International Day for Natural Disaster Reduction. Sunday, 10/13/24. Celebrate the day by participating in different events aimed at raising public awareness of natural disasters. Indigenous Peoples Day, Monday, 10/14.
Otherwise known as Columbus Day, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that,
they renamed
did they just
it.
Change it?
They renamed it.
Uh-huh. No, they call it, she's showing both. Indigenous Peoples Day is a holiday that celebrates the Native Americans, the original inhabitants of North America. Then Columbus Day, so it's both.
Yeah, it is both.
I guess it starts to get crowded with all these days. Columbus Day, like you have to go 10 deep. Columbus Day, Monday 10/14. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Okay.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, if, I don't know if that's so true anymore. Heavenly Father, boy, this is going to be interesting, this future that we're about to take on. Heavenly Father, today, the Big Call family is praying for. We continue to pray for the people, their families, and pets impacted by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. Bob and his employees, hope you are all safe. That's so nice, Jeannie. All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Bruce's friend Tom for his health improvement, God's healing. Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgeries and finding his satchel with all his hymn notes. Bruce's eyesight, faith, hope and patience for this RV 800 number, for the 4B group, med beds, debt forgiveness, Jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's really good. And yes, I really think, and of course, the part of the country I'm in really has, you know, the five civilized tribes of our Native Americans here in Oklahoma. And, you know, they learn in their history all about the Trail of Tears and everything that I didn't learn until I lived here for a while and I learned about it. But, yeah, it's really important, Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm glad it's sort of known by both things now, Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. So
you
great.
Learned something new, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And beyond that, I think, and she made mention of this, Sue, in her post, I think it's important that we lift up and pray for the people that made it through the storm this last go-around, this Milton, that just happened last night at approximately 9 o'clock with landfall on Siesta Key at 8:30 p.m. last night. And it hit as a Category 3 hurricane, but then reduced to a Cat 2, and then down later after it hit inland and so on to the 8 o'clock this morning, it was a Category 1 at 8. And I think at 8 this morning, it made its way hopefully all the way across land and into the Atlantic. So, yeah, it was a major rain event and flooding event. And it was a wind event to an extent, but not with Category 4 or 5 winds. It was bad enough, though. And it did a lot of damage. And, of course, the early assessment is that some areas, you know, were hit very hard. With power lines down, we had 1,300,000. I think 1 million. No, we had, oh, gosh. We had over 3 million people without power. And they restored about 500,000 of those by this afternoon. And so the hope is that they get power restored as soon as possible to all those outlying areas that had lost it. But, you know, airports had to be closed, and tomorrow Tampa International Airport will be open at 8 a.m., and I think Miami International is open tomorrow, and Jacksonville is open tomorrow, and I think St. Petersburg will also be open, but I don't know that for sure. I know there were four that were going to be opening. I think St. Pete was a question mark to me, but Orlando International Airport will open on Monday, this coming Monday. So there's still quite a bit. There's a lot. I mean, cleanup started this morning, but there's quite a bit to do. And I just want to pray real quickly for the people that were affected by the storm. We know that I think we've lost 15 people, lost their lives. But let's pray right now. Lord God, we just pray for those, that the families of those who loved ones were taken in this storm. And we pray that their families would be comforted, that peace and safety would be provided for the families, and that those who have lost belongings and homes and everything else but save their lives would be able to rebuild, would be able to come back and rebuild and start over, because that's what it is. It's starting over. And we hope to be there to help them with Rebuild America. And you guys know that. I told you that we were going to help these storm victims from Helene and also from this storm Milton. And we'll be there to try to help at least with our funds, if not more. And so I hope to have some good information to report to you about that by email next week. So, Lord God, thank you for just helping the people that need the help and allowing us to be part of that help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, any other prayer requests that you can think of?
That's it, Bruce.
Okay. Well, we've got our work cut out for us, you guys. You know, in terms of rebuilding North Carolina, South Carolina, parts of Virginia, parts of Georgia, obviously parts of Florida near the the Big Bend area, Apalachicola, that area, and of course all of Florida that was affected by this storm that just went through. There's a lot, and we can do quite a lot. We can make a difference, and we're already working on ways that we can do that right away. So I'm looking forward to that. Sue, thank you for that. Appreciate bringing those to us. Thank you, Jeannie. And thank you, Pastor Scott. Let's do this. Let's go into Sue. You did your second class tonight.
Yeah.
Of three classes. If you want to, tell us a little bit about how that went, and then go into your segment, whatever it is you want to bring to us tonight.
That would be great, Bruce. Thank you. I was sharing with everybody on the call, and the class is called The New Skills and Science of Christ Evocative Leadership, Igniting Powerful Solutions with Heart. And we had a picture of, like, Asheville totally destroyed, and it said, could you lead through this? You know, when things are changing and when things are, like, imagine this scenario. You walk into a room, and there may be 12 people meeting, or it could be just one person. It could be somebody in your family. And the RV has happened, and so they are there to talk to you about all this money that's in their account, whether they're going to leave their job, whether they're going to stay with their partner, the people in their life that may be moving out of town. It's going to be a lot of revision, questioning. It's, you know, like when you win a lottery, there's going to be disorientation. And so this class is designed to build a mind in Christ that can be so powerful, so clear, so consistent, and so in your body that you can really, really trust yourself to A, show up for yourself so that you stay steady. You know how to have as many, you know how to design your hours and your life and the flow of your life in a new way. Most people don't know how to do that. But this class is designed to teach you how to get what's called a schema, a map, inside your nervous system so you can move and do whatever you need to do in any way and not get burnt out and not get overloaded. So it was a really great class. And I asked them, this is really good, Bruce. I asked them, you know, like what kind of an improvement have they seen in their lives? Because a lot of this is about where you're directing your attention. And we do that in meditation where your attention can go deeper. And they had some really high scores about how much clearer they are, how much more unified they are with themselves and the people around them. Really significant reports, self-reports is what they're called, of like how much, what a big gain, like I don't even remember, but significant, like 50, 60, 70% better, happier, more clear. That's a really significant change. And so here's the piece that is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is where I'm going to go in a moment. This is the part that you would like. We listened to a meditation, we did a meditation yesterday, and then I asked them to write, script out how they're going to be Christ-like in their life. And we did four of them, and they were just like, it was so amazing. And we started with Monica, I wonder if she's listening. Just amazing going into the Redemption Center and having this ring of royal authority, and it was so beautiful. Then I did mine. Then another one of our pod members, Brian, did his very simple, very infinite, very unified, calm, compassionate Christ version. And then people were coming in late and saying, oh my God, I just heard that. That's what mine is about. So it's like people were hesitant to share their vision of walking through the world as a Christ, but it was we're gonna turn it into like a little catalog of these beautiful visions that we're gonna borrow from each other and do. So for tonight, I want people to understand a very important new principle that I don't think they've ever really been perhaps aware of. And it's a way to stop leaking energy. And that's your attention. And your attention is your power. Your attention is your life force. You giving your life force to give power to something or someone in order to make it real or keep it in your world. And when you're constantly giving away your life force, and if it's not replenishing you, if it's not giving back to you, it means that you can feel like there's an imbalance. And so the goal is to learn to master and put your attention on the things that are going to give you energy, are going to give you strength, are going to help you cut through the noise so that you can have a balanced inner world. And it's important for all of us to be unbounded, especially by things that don't really energize us or calm us or bring joy and fulfillment to us. We're so used to just giving our energy away that we don't stop and pause and say, am I getting clarity? Am I getting closer to myself? Does this energize and replenish me? And you've got to step back and get perspective on it. And so we designed the biggest piece I want people to take away, and I have a testimonial to read, about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, is we spent, this is like decades of research, this is being connected to emerging understanding of where things are going, trends, research. And we took very advanced scientific and Christ-based principles and turned it into a very simple way that anybody can slow down, pay attention, and design their life and their project's life without getting overwhelmed. The whole point is to be strategic with your attention. And so that's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle does, is it reduces the amount of noise, it gets you focused, it simplifies things, complex things, and it brings it together so that you can know how to design your life based on your terms, on what you find fascinating. And that's going to be the way the future of the planet is designed. So I'm going to read you a testimonial. This is so beautiful, Bruce. I think
all right.
I love it.
Let's hear it. Sounds good.
Thank you so much. While waiting, the Wisdom Bundle is one big, awesome reminder of how special we are. Number one. 1% of the population don't know what I know. 99% of the population don't know what I know.
Yeah.
We together create the consciousness to thrive in the new quantum world. The Wisdom Bundle is an amazing opportunity to prepare myself for my projects. I feel so much more prepared to be a new quantum humanitarian. Without the Golden Wisdom Bundle, I was going to be blind in the new quantum world. I bless you because I'm learning more with the Wisdom Bundle, plus it's keeping me out of doubts and negativity. And it's much love, A. I want to thank you, Ms. A. Here's really, really, really big piece. And this, somebody said this on the call tonight. This new person, Sherry, she said, Sue, you bring out the best to me. I said, what do you mean, Sherry? And she said, you're like helping me to remember the parts of me that had been lost. So for anybody listening, here's our goal. Listen to Bruce. I take Saturdays completely gone. Everybody knows that they're laughing when they hear this. For people,
Saturdays off, even from me. Even from me.
Even from Bruce, yes. And I'm going to be teaching a class, so it'll be Sunday that I'll be getting these out. But please send in if you want the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Here's the point. This woman said, you know, these lost parts, please don't feel bad if you have anxiety, if you're nervous about it, if I don't like people living with this sense of, wow, you know, is this going to be too big for me, or what am I going to do, or am I going to feel lost, or am I going to feel overwhelmed? You may feel a little bit of that. I can't like wave a magic wand, but it should take about 80% of that away. And why and how? Because we move you into the other side and of your brain, your right brain, that part where your heart is, where your emotions are, where your dream of, gee, I would just like to feel balanced while I do this. And how do I design it so I get to reflect on what I need for the first time in my life? What if I need a month off? What if I need to do this or do that? It's about designing it so you can be in service to humanity by paying attention to what your spirit needs to be regenerative for a very long time. So feel what you're feeling in your body when I'm speaking this. Do you feel calm? Do you feel hope? Do you feel truth? Do you feel clarity? When you listen to the Golden Wisdom Bundle, not only are you going to be able to absorb those qualities and get them so that those will be a part of you, but you're also going to be a person that will amplify and become that clarity in the world. And that's the multiplying purpose of the Golden Wisdom Bundle. When you get the negativity and the doubt and the overwhelm out, then the beauty of the blessing can really come through you. The beauty of Christ can really come through you. But if you've got these little niggly, you know, negative things, or, you know, you feel like you're your old self or whatever it is, these blocks, nothing beautiful can move through something that's locked up. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle, we're coming to the end now, gives you internal space. Imagine you could go on vacation and be looking through and thinking about and sitting with somebody that's going to help you design your future. That's kind of what happens in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So you're going to take a little vacation, an hour and a half, maybe 3 hours. That means two classes. And you'll get the design. You're learning how to design for beauty, for clarity, for purpose, for having space, for having strength. Most people don't even know what that's like. Out of survival, basically. So here's how you get it. And please, I really think, I mean, it's so weird to say it, just me being authentic, I really think you're going to hear from Bruce's intel that this is the end. So if you can, do it. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Bundle. That's it. Well, put Golden Bundle 300. And we can do Cash App or PayPal. Cash App or PayPal. Some people don't like Cash App. Some people love Cash App. So just do that. Put your name and your telephone number. And usually we respond. We do this so your privacy is respected. And so it's a little bit like being artisanal. We have to kind of do it piece by piece by piece. We're not a, you know, we don't have operators on the line taking orders. We're a boutique consulting company is what we are. But we are very, very devoted to this mission and, most important, to you. So it's been designed with love. It's been designed with the latest science. And it's designed to really work. So that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. I hope everybody gets a chance to get out of fear and survival and old patterns. And it's going to be delivered to you with love. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And I think it's going to be very worthwhile, and I highly recommend that everybody get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, or the Golden Bundle 300 is what you put in the subject line. $300 payable by Cash App or by PayPal. All right, so that's great, Sue. Thank you very much for
that,
and I'll give them a reminder in a few minutes.
I hit the wrong button. Could you tell that I got cut off?
No, couldn't.
Okay, good.
We heard
okay.
you. Well, we heard you. Okay, so where we stand right now, I want to just fill in a little bit for Bob since he is not on the call tonight. I know we've got a new sale coming, which I think starts this weekend. And I don't have any details on it really yet. Bob described it very quickly to me, so be watching your emails for something from Boomers as well in terms of a new sale, which I think will start start this weekend and go, it looks like, through the end of the month. So that'll be good. Let's see. What I wanted to talk about tonight, I don't have a whole lot of intel, you guys, but what I've got, I think, is very accurate. And we had heard some things that were giving us the impression that we were going to start, that we would get notified Friday, tomorrow. And it sounded good at the time, but then the new intel that we got today superseded it. It means it surpassed it and is really much more accurate in terms of timing. So we know that all of the redemption centers east of the Mississippi, for example, are handled by one person, meaning under their authority. And this is true for the entire country, not just east of the Mississippi, but that's how we got the information. This, what's going to happen on Monday, which is Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, is that by noon, the liaison for all of the redemption centers will receive the email from Treasury and Wells Fargo, and we'll have until 5 o'clock Monday to get the information out in an email to all of the 2,821 redemption centers that are east of the Mississippi. Now, the same thing is going to be true by other liaisons throughout the entire country, okay? But I'm speaking to our contact. So what that means is, they receive it on Monday before, and they have to receive it before 5 o'clock or by 5 p.m. on Monday. Okay, and that's Eastern time. And then Tuesday, we will receive our emails with the toll-free number on Tuesday at some time, which we do not know. If we get it early enough Tuesday, we could quite possibly begin exchanges Tuesday afternoon and evening on this coming Tuesday. If we get it later in the day, let's say mid to late afternoon on Tuesday, then we would start our exchanges on Wednesday. All right, let's put some dates with this. Monday is the 14th of October. So that's when the emails are to go out to the Redemption Center leaders by 5 o'clock, Monday the 14th. And we would be notified on the 15th and then start either on the 15th or 16th of October. Now, that's the long and the short of it right there. I came to find out that the information about Friday, which means between 11 in the morning tomorrow to 11 p.m. tomorrow night, bondholders are supposed to be notified. Not us in 4B, but bondholders in Tier 3. And they will get in that email a certain day and time where they would have access to their funds that they will be able to see in their accounts. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday, they'll be able to gain access to those funds. To that extent, we're looking at a shotgun start and no unfair advantage for anyone. Meaning Tier 3 and Tier 4A, Tier 4B, which is the internet group, you know, would essentially be notified approximately the same time, within whatever, hours of each other. So that is very basically what we have learned. Now, I do believe this is happening now because we've got word that, remember, Nasara could give us announcements as early as Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And I think, really, the other information we heard today was that, let's see, the 16th, which would be Wednesday, is the day that Iraq is paying all of their contractors and paying any back pay that they need to pay. And it's also the day, Wednesday the 16th, the day of celebration in Iraq for this RV and their new rate on the dinar, etc. So it looks like our start date would be Wednesday the 16th, but it could be actually that we would start on Tuesday. I know we're supposed to get notified on Tuesday. Whether we start exchanges or not, we'll have to see. We'll see. But this whole thing is lining up beautifully. Now, why do we think we're not getting it this weekend for us, meaning Friday, Saturday, Sunday for us? Bondholders, yes, not us. I think it's because, number one, the hurricanes definitely slowed it down. It set us back possibly a week. But the dates that I gave you are taking into consideration the effects of both hurricanes and the cleanup, which is ongoing now, of course. And what it means is that we're going to be able to go with exchanges all the way through and beyond the end of October, where we were going to be about 30-some days. Now it looks like we could go as many as 40 to 50 days, depending on the demographics, where the redemption centers are located. It's not going to be really that much of an issue for us. Okay? Just remember that. You've got time to set your appointments and get your exchanges done. And I'm excited about the timing of that. It's coming together nicely for us. Now remember, the rates in the redemption centers will be the best rates, higher than the banks. And this is something that was orchestrated to give us the highest possible rate. It's true of the dong, it's true of the dinar, and it's certainly true of the ZIM as well. Because no banks will be able to redeem the ZIM except the redemption centers. And even if you call the banks, they will refer you to the 800 number, which we're going to get to set up your appointment if you're a ZIM holder. Okay? So don't think you're going to be smart and shortcut the process by going to a bank. Not going to be good for you. You'll end up getting lower rates. Okay? So I know that because our people are giving us rates on banks and redemption centers. So we know the differential. We know what it is. So, really, guys, I think that is everything that needs to be said at this point, except that this is the time to get in touch with Sue about the Golden Bundle 300. And make sure that you send her that email now so that she can activate your Golden Wisdom Bundle and get that out to you. Remember, the email goes to Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And also, in the subject line, put Golden Bundle 300. It's a $300 investment that you're making in your future, starting the minute you receive the emails to listen to. All right, so it's just a tremendous group of classes and teaching that Sue has led with help from certain people in the pod, and it ends up, it's 20 total classes, and it's really very, very valuable to you. So I want you all to get it. You'll get it by email. You'll listen to it as little or as much as you want at your own pace. And it's recommended to listen to one class a week. If you're really adventurous, you might listen to two classes a week. But go ahead and get started so you can listen to some over the weekend. Okay? This weekend coming. And then be looking for your emails on Tuesday. Now, if we get what we're expecting to get on Tuesday, we are not really expected to do a call Tuesday night. As we get our emails before the big call on Tuesday, which I expect we will, then we will not have a call. Because you guys will be scrambling, setting your appointments, making your plans for vacation and so on. And you know what? If you go on vacation, it's a great time to listen to the Golden Bundle 300. So just put Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. Make sure you have either PayPal or Cash App to pay the $300. Get those emails out to Sue right away. IntegratedMinds@hushmail.com. All right? And you'll really be gaining a valuable head start on the learning curve of everything you need to know moving forward. All right? So take advantage of that. Do it while it's still available now. It won't be available after the numbers come out, which we expect will be Tuesday. So do it now and get it so you can start listening over the weekend. All right? Let me thank Sue and Bob and GCK, Pastor Scott, Jeannie, the satellite team for getting the call out to so many countries in their own language. And thank you so much, Big Call Universe, for tuning in over the last 13 years. Thank you so much. And let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that you are Jehovah Yireh, God our provider, that you've provided for us this far. You'd never leave us nor forsake us, and you're giving us really the right information that we need to have before this blessing arrives. Give us a great night and a great weekend, we pray, so that we can start up by Tuesday of next week and get started going forward, setting appointments and possibly exchanging either Tuesday or Wednesday. We thank you so much for all you've done in our lives, and we bless and lift up the people that have been affected by these hurricanes in the South and also in Florida. Lord God, give us the ability to help these people as soon as we can. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, you guys, let's turn off the call, and here we go.